With that being said, you know, this congregation has probably faced a lot of afflictions and heartaches and troubles these last several months. You know, I've been preaching, I got to preach the last couple months, and I keep telling you about it's light and momentary. So what better sermon to follow that is the sermon on light and momentary. I can't promise you my sermon will be light and momentary, but we're going to talk about light and momentary. And this is, if you got your Bibles, go back to what was read earlier to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 13 through 18, because that's where we're going to follow along this morning. And there's so much information in there this morning to encourage you. And that's what we're here to do, this encouragement. With all the trials and tribulations and struggles and sickness and difficulties that each and every one of us facing in this building, because we're all affected, because there's so many people affected in this congregation, that it is light and momentary. And let me tell you why. Let's start off with what was read earlier. It is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken. With the same spirit and faith, we also believe, and there we speak. We all believe the same thing. We all believe in one Father. We all speak of the same mind, or we wouldn't be in here. And this is what Paul was telling them. Look, I know you're going through struggles. I know you're going through difficulties. We all believe the same thing. So what I'm about to tell you, we all should believe and understand. So I don't care where you are struggling this morning. I don't care where you're at in your life. We all believe the same thing. We're all coming from the same point of view. And wait to see that point of view that I'm getting ready to show you. Because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus, present us with you in his presence. The same one that raised the dead and blessed Christ Jesus in raising him up is the same Father that we have. You think about that. If death is overcome, what's left? What trials and tribulation can affect us more than death? As Christian, there is nothing. When you look at that and the thing that we're going to raise again with Christ Jesus, we're going to be presented to Christ Jesus. And I'll tell you why here in a moment. We're going to be presented with Christ Jesus. What a glorious thought that is. Some verses, as we'll read and go over, say the grave doesn't have the last say. So if that doesn't have the last say, how much more powerful do we have in a God that takes care of us in our trials and tribulations? 1 Thessalonians 4 tells us this, starting in verse 13. And now, brothers and sisters, we want you to know what will happen to the believers who have died, so you will not grieve like peoples who have no hope. We don't have to grieve because we're people with hope, even with death involved. For since we believe that Jesus died and was raised to life again, we also believe that when Jesus returns, God will bring back with him the believers who have died. Verse 15 tells us this. We tell you this directly from the Lord. This is coming from God. That's what Paul's telling you. I'm telling you directly from what the Lord has to say. The source. We who shall still alive, when the Lord returns, he will not meet him ahead of those who have died. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout, with the voice of the archangels, and with trumpets. Call God's first, who the believers who have died will raise from the grave. Just picture this. If we are blessed to be here when the Lord comes, we get to see the Lord come down and all our brothers and sisters rise up. We get to witness that. And if we're not here, we get to be a part of that. So we get to rise up with the Lord and see what the Lord's going to do on Judgment Day. What a glorious thing to be a part of that he watches out for each and every one of us in that way. Then together with him, we who are still alive and remain on this earth will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Then we will be with the Lord forever. So encourage each other with these words. That's a message from the Lord. Remember where the message came from earlier? The message is from the Lord to encourage one another that there's nothing on this earth that you have to worry about. You have no concern. You have no worries because death can't even overtake us as Christians. That's the hope that's offered to us. It's not offered to those who are out there who choose not to be a part of the Lord's church. That's offered to us. The same thing that was given to Christ Jesus, the same grace and blessing that he received, we're going to receive. That is overwhelming when you really think about that. When you really comprehend what the verses are telling us right here. Go back to 2 Corinthians where I told you to hold your book, Mark, chapter 4 and verse 15. All this is for your benefit. He's telling you this so you realize and understand this is all for your benefit. So that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause a thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. You know, what happens here is when we understand this, when we get this concept down, that we have nothing to worry about, no troubles and tribulations here on earth, it brings more and more people to God, to Christ. Because they look at us kind of weird. When we face struggles, we have a joy that nobody else has. When they look at us, says, what is going on with that person? He's going through trials and tribulations. He's going through sickness and death and trouble financially and troubles with family. But he can still have a joy. I want to be a part of that. And with that, we're able to overflow in thanksgiving and overflow to the glory of God. That's how we bring people to where we're at, is realizing, understanding about what we're talking about this morning, the light and momentary. You know, it tells us in Hebrews 11:1, we all know this verse, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. We have a hope that nobody else has, and we rely on that. We are sure of our hope, and we have a certainty of what's coming. That's not offered to anybody else other than us in the church. We have that faith that just builds on that great hope. That's why we have so much joy, because no matter what situation we're in, no matter what struggles we're facing, we still have hope, and we have a certainty of our Lord. He's been there each and every time. You know, I brought up last sermon. It's not in one of these slides, but it's my verse that I hang on to. Exodus chapter 14, 13 and 14. Mark it in your Bibles. Because it tells us that Moses is right there in front of the Red Sea. The people are standing in front of the Red Sea. They look back and see the Egyptian army, so large they can't count. And Moses told them today the Lord will rescue you. Today the Lord will bring you salvation. And today the Lord will fight your fight. You know what you got to do? In that verse, it tells you all you got to do is stand still. No matter what you're going through, no matter what your struggles you're facing, all you have to do is stand still. The Lord will rescue you, he'll bring you salvation, and he'll fight the fight for you. You ain't got to do anything but have faith. That's all you got to do. Listen to this in Psalms 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light, my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, and whom shall I be afraid of? What should we be afraid of? On this earth, nothing. Because the Lord is our light and our strength. He'll get us through the difficult times and the hard times. We don't have to worry about anything. No matter what we're facing right now, it doesn't matter. This is why. Be joyful in hope, realizing the hope that we have. Patience in our afflictions. That's a hard thing for me to do. You know, I talked about the results. I ain't got no results. I've been asking for the doctors every time I go to the doctor's office. Tell me something. Good Lord's telling me to be patient. And that's sometimes that each and every one of us probably struggle with is patience. You know how you overcome anything? is faithful in prayer. You can't get relief of anything unless you ask for it. And if you are facing struggles and trials and tribulations, you're not going to have a relief until you start carrying it to the Lord. I can promise you that. Once you start carrying it to the Lord, then all you got to do is stand still and watch Him in action. But that's the key. If you don't have a strong prayer life right now, you're going to struggle. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You need to be going to the Lord daily with all your trials and tribulations. You know why? Jesus ensures and steadfast. He's the anchor of our soul. If we don't rely on Jesus to anchor us down, we're not going to make it through the storms. Let me tell you how it works. You ever see a ship? When the storm comes, it anchors, it throws out its anchors and stays there. You know why that is? Because when that ship holds onto that anchor, that storm just goes right over that ship. It doesn't take long for a storm to pass by that ship. But when he pulls up the anchor, that storm controls that ship and pushes it everywhere it's going. It has no control. You're having hard times in your life, anchor on Christ Jesus, and that storm will pass a whole lot quicker for you. When you have faith in the Lord and put your anchor in Him, that storm will just pass right over you. Because we're all going to face storms. Who in here has not faced storms? And who out there is not facing? We got the key, though. We got the trick. Put our anchors down and let the storm pass right over us. Because we're not going anywhere when we anchor our faith in Christ Jesus. That's the trick of an anchor. I don't know if you realize that, but that's the trick of an anchor. Let the storm pass. Don't let the storm control you. You control the storm. 2 Corinthians 4:16 tells us this. Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outer man is perishing. Even though our outer man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. This feeble body is going through a lot and struggling. It's failing here and there. But my spiritual soul is being renewed day by day. Every day is a new day. When you look at it this way, everything you buy gets old, deteriorates, and gets destroyed. It's like having a brand new penny that never changes. You ever see that shiny penny, how bright it is? That's your soul. It will never stop shining. And there's nothing else there that offers that except going through Christ Jesus. We have a soul that stays shining from the day we begin to the everlasting. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. We're brand new in Christ, and that's the only way we can renew ourselves. That's the only chance we have is being renewed in the Spirit. So our only hope relies in this room, relies in Christ Jesus. And once we realize that, we have no concerns. I like this verse. Another one I think I'm going to keep is a post up on the wall. Because think about this. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. How often do we need strength? Listen to this part. They will soar on wings like an eagle. You know what I pictured in my head? I see an eagle. I fly out here every once in a while, and that sucker is flying way above everything else. Now I can imagine that eagle as he's looking down at the world. He says, man, I ain't got a care in the world. That's what Christ does for us. He brings us up where we can soar above all those troubles and tribulations that we have. We can look down and say, man, I really don't want to go down there. Because He can lift us up and take us out of those trials and tribulations, even look at the trials and tribulations of the world. Because it ain't getting any easier out there. Each day it gets harder and harder for us Christians. But we still have this. That we will be able to run and not grow weary. That's a blessing. That we will walk and not faith. We will never get tired. The Lord will always strengthen us. No matter what struggles, what fights, what everything we're trying to go through, our Lord Christ Jesus is right there with us to give us the strength we need. The trick is to lean on Him, because we're flying on the wings of the eagles. We're on Christ. We can't do it ourselves. Maybe some of the problems that we may be having is that we're trying to do it ourselves. We got to rely on Christ. Take it out of our hands and put it in His hands. And that's part of that prayer we talked about. It's essential. You got to take it away from yourself and give it to the Lord. Here's that verse that I keep talking about. For our light affections, which is for a moment, worketh for us far more exceeds and exalts ways of glory. In other words, what we're about to receive, brothers and sisters, outweighs everything that we're going through right now. Outweighs it. So this is just very light and momentary, as I've been talking about in the sermon, no matter what you're going through. But I want to give you some other thoughts about that. For I consider the suffering of the present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us. You know what it's saying here? The suffering of the present time. Well, there's glory that's going to be given to us while we're still on earth. This is not something that we have to wait till that great day of judgment. What we got to do, there's great things going to happen while we're here on earth, no matter what your circumstances are, no matter where you're at in life, no matter what difficulties you have. There's more glory to come on this earth. You're here, God's going to show His glory to you. We need to realize that. And the God, 1 Peter 5:10 tells us, and the God of all grace, who calls you to His eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered for a little while, Him will Himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. Who needs to be strong, firm, and steadfast right now? You know what? He's saying He's going to give you that today. You don't have to wait till judgment day. He's going to present that and give you that and help you with that today. So no matter what you struggle with, no matter what heartaches you face, and right now, our Father promised you He's going to give you the strength and help you stay firm and be there and steadfast today. You know, Exodus 14, 13 and 14, what did He tell them? He's going to rescue them when? Today. And that's what we have. The people out there in the world, they have to struggle day by day, and they don't have a person that's going to rescue them today. We have a Savior in Jesus Christ who's going to rescue us and provide what we need today. Not tomorrow, not the next day, not the week after that. He's going to provide it today. We just got to lean on Him. So we're told in 2 Corinthians 4:18, so fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary. Everything around you is temporary. This earth is temporary. Everything that you have is only here temporary. But what is unseen is eternal. That's what we need to realize. So if you don't want to hang with the Lord, you want to hang on this earth, it's all going to go away, and you're going to go away with it. There's only one option for us for eternal life, and that's through Christ Jesus. So what you see around you is not going to even last. I'm not going to last. You're not going to last. This building's not going to last. This earth is not going to last. There's a judgment day coming for all this. So we need to fix on things that we cannot see. Let me give you an example. When I fix on things, when I was a teenager, my parents went to California. And I got to get out of school to go to California with them, go see my sister on there. We drove there. It took a week to get there. But, you know, I was excited because there's things I've heard about that I'm now going to be able to see. But as we traveled across, I got to see the Petrified Forest. I got to see the space shuttle because it had landed on the desert. Things of all the things I've heard about that I've never seen before. But I had a hope and an excitement that I was going to be able to go see it. So when we got through the travels, I got to that point where I was able to see all those things. But I had a hope and an excitement for things unseen. That's what we have. We have a hope and excitement for things that are not seen. You know, the city here he's talking about in Hebrews 13, this world only endures for a short period of time. But our city that we're going home to, that we're traveling to, because you know that's what we're doing through this earth, we're traveling through it. Our city is much greater and will last forever. Our city is huge and beautiful in every way. There's no defection in it. This one's only going to last for a short period of time. Listen to this verse. It's John 14, 2 and 3. For the Lord Jesus said, so once again, coming from the source, the Lord Jesus said, In my Father's house are many mansions. If this was not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. I like the word mansions. He used it, it's going to be there in his Father's kingdom with many mansions. I got a mansion waiting for me. I can only imagine what it looks like, but it's prepared for me. Don't worry, y'all. Each one of y'all got one of your own mansion. It's prepared for you. So if Christ Jesus has left, he's left so he can come back. What a glorious hope that is. What a glorious thing to realize that our Father, Christ Jesus, is going to come down and rescue us from this world under its judgment. You know, we face trials and tribulations, and sometimes it's so hard that it burdens us down. You know, Satan uses that discouragement to bring you to a point where you question things. You know, I wonder at times that Satan does not try to do this to this congregation with all the trials and tribulations and struggles that we're facing as a congregation. But I can tell you right now, the elders of this church ain't going to let it happen. Y'all are not going to let it happen. And why Satan attacks you, me, and this congregation? Because he doesn't like what we're doing. So he's going to try to draw us down every way possible and tells us, hey, the struggles is too heavy, too overwhelming. Jesus got an answer for that. So I want you to think about it this morning before time comes up and leaves us in a closing song. I want you to think about something this morning. I know for a fact, because this church is overwhelmed with so much burden of death and sickness and just flat out emotional pain of what's going on. Each and every one of us are impacted. I know this very morning. And so we may face struggles that some of us don't know what you're going through. I don't have a clue that what each and every one of you would be going through emotionally or physically or financially or health-wise. And it can pull you down. But I know if I come to the Lord, he promises me this. Come to me, all ye who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. He promised me that the burden I have that feels so heavy that I can't, he'll take it away. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. You know that key point right there. When you learn from me, you look at Christ's life, what he went through on this earth, the struggles, physical struggles and trials and tribulations that Christ faced for our benefit, as we read about earlier. He says, learn from me. Don't worry about anything, because my Heavenly Father has this. It's what Jesus is telling me. My Father is your Father. Do you understand that? His Father is our Father. He's going to look out for us just as well. And it says, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. As Christians, we need to encourage one another, especially in times right now. We need to encourage one another that this is only light and momentary. No matter what we're going through, the struggles that we face are only light and momentary. You know, Dale's going to come up here because I love how the elders do this. When all the elders are here, they all come up here. Because we're told in Scripture, present it to the elders, and they'll pray for you and they'll anoint you. Father put that up for a reason. Because the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You know, if you face struggles and stuff like that, we can face it together. You don't have to face it alone. I'm telling you. There's nothing that you have to face alone. I'm telling you as a brother to you right now. No matter how overwhelming it may seem, no matter what situation you think you're in, you don't have to face it alone. Your Heavenly Father is there for you. Don't let Satan tell you otherwise, because the Lord's got this. It's light and momentary. You've heard me say it the last couple months. It's light and momentary. The struggles you're facing. And you don't have to face it alone. You can come forward and we'll all pray for you. And it does wonders, I'm telling you. I'm telling you from my perspective. It does wonders. It lifts you like an eagle on wings. It sustains you and holds you up when you think you can't hold up anymore. That's what this congregation does. The Lord's got you here for a reason. This congregation is one of the most loving and caring congregations that I've ever been a part of. I couldn't think about any other family that I wouldn't want to be a part of than this family right here. So you ain't got to face it alone. You have this whole church who's got your back. So if there's anything, no matter how mute or how big, we can handle it together. Because remember, I keep saying it, it's light and momentary. Keep that in mind. Why don't you come now as we stand and sing? I'll be in the back if anybody wants to have a personal